said I don't know you apart or any different, but I will stand up for what's right. Yeah. You said I don't love you. How did we ever get this far? We will never know what's right. Yeah. And there's always something I will know remains. That love was so much stronger than. Oh, take time to think about us now. You're not the only one tonight. Our memories will find you. Sleeping in is all tonight. Downtown, city lights burn on. Shine much brighter than last night. Our memories will find you.
Is more of the beat and the hyper music, and highway music is more that ceiling fan, real cool, you know what I'm saying, smooth. Like.
So let me ask you a question about highway music. What route would you take in here in Atlanta, I-20, 85, or 75? Or would you just go out near Savannah towards 95?
I'm going to take 285 on that.
Oh, 285. I didn't even think about that one, see?
You left that one out.
Yes, I did. Well, actually, I'll take 95 because I go to Savannah and go to my home state of Rhode Island, you know?
Straight up.
What song do you want us to play over here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Today, you know what I'm saying? I want you to play that Little Mama for me. I'm really trying to break that into clubs, and I've been pushing Focus Cap.
What is it again?
It's called Little Mama.
Little Mama. Oh, track number 4 over here.
Yeah, and Focus Cap, track number 3.
Okay, and track number 3. And the Little Mama, what's that about?
Basically, it's a dance song. I made it for the females, you know what I'm saying? So I was giving them their props and their credit they do. Because, you know, they get fly. They get, they're the reason we do what we do. They're the reason we go to work. They're the reason we get dressed. They're the reason we put on cologne and look good. Because we're trying to attract some women, you know what I'm saying? So I had to make a song out for the women.
And you won't mind if I dedicate this to my mom, because, you know, she's short. And if you notice, all of us boys are short, are taller than our moms. So the little moms, you know?
Yeah, little mama. Yeah, you dig.
Exactly. And where can people find your contact information? Your website, your MySpace?
Yeah, right now my MySpace is Milky_C, or you can put in Milktastic. It's the name of the album. And also, jointhehood.com.
All right, well, I do thank you for all much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
All right, David Shapiro, man. Appreciate you for having me.
Thank you. All right, we have Josh and Nod over here, too. And tell me about your music. Why is it, you know, original?
Well, personally, it's coming from my heart. It's coming from the experience of me growing up. My lifestyle was a lot of chaotic, so I'm really, this is like a testimony for me to get the hurt and the heartbreak out of me day by day. It just helps me. Like, I've been through a whole lot, so I feel the music that I put out, I express my feelings, and I know that other people could go for it and understand what it is and relate.
And what about you?
I feel, you know, like more attention to myself and to the people out there on the words. I'm trying to, you know, do something for myself and for others to feel my dreams and feel everybody else's dream. When I touch down, everybody touch down with. It's not just only me. I'm gonna put it out there for everybody else to take off with it. But if this ain't your thing, you can do another thing. Just fulfill your dreams. You want to be a person who up under a lot of pressure. If you got something else to do and you feel you good at it, you go at it.
Are you two brothers or?
It's my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so you're married.
Yeah.
And this is your wife.
Yeah.
And does she rap or sing too?
But I ain't gonna do it.
Uh-huh. Really? Okay. She's shy, of course. That's okay. So tell me about your music. Tell me about this song, the first song.
Well, the first song is, you know, it's Terror Zone, and it's telling you how my block is, my state is. I'm from the west side of Atlanta, from Zone 1 to Zone 4, and I'm really letting people know that how it was for me growing up and how I survived in these streets without ever facing dramatic decisions. I've been through a whole lot. I didn't have to go to jail. The things that I did, I could have been placed in jail. I could have had 81 years in jail. The Lord, I kept him with me, and I'm still here.
What's the song called again?
Terror Zone.
Terror Zone.
This is the first
both
song.
Both you on it.
And
the second song?
The second song is with me and my little cousin, Quadun. He the one who make all the beats for me.
Hello.
He's 17 years old, and he resigned from the south side of College Park. He told me that he got me, and I told him, don't worry about anything, that sooner or later we'll have everything that God is gonna give us. And since then, we've been making music, no drum. Nothing artificial. I'm gonna tell you like this. We don't use no Fruit Loops, no nothing. We got a drum pad, keyboard, a $2,000 mic, plexiglass, soundproof booth. So I can see him when he is making my beat, and he can see me as I'm writing. And when it's time to lay a $1 million track down, that's what we do.
And where can people find your music? Do you have any music over here too?
Oh, nah. Everything in for us, you know. I'm out with each other, you know, we with each other.
Okay. And of course you said about going through a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? And especially hearing my jokes today, I think now you could be stronger, right?
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, so anybody could go through my jokes, go through life, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show today, and take it easy.
All right, just for the Piccadilly, of course, those two guys. I'm sorry I don't have the CD with me, so please do not be mad. I'll debut your song next time, okay? I promise. We'll debut another Rob Thomas song, which I wanted to play on my last show, but it never got debuted. Here is the latest by Rob Thomas, actually. We heard Someday before. Here's Mockingbird, and then we'll go to the Kirk Cameron segment, and we'll go with the number one song for the month of July here on Lose Out of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Dream.
Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, with a returning guest here, actor, author Kirk Cameron. Welcome again to Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Radio Show. Yes, since the last time you've been on my show, of course, episode 35, and of course, you on the Best Of show, of course. Did you know I had your sister on the show?
No, I didn't know that. When was she on?
She was on, let's see, when was it, Pete? Well, I'm asking my producer over here. Back on episode 38, I think, last September, during to promote, of course, Make It or Break It on ABC Family Channel.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, I did. I was a little nervous, of course, because, you know, of course, I grew up watching her, of course, as DJ in Full House. But, you know, this is like a family show of the Camerons now because, you know, you're returning, of course, you know, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. So it's good to have you back, you know.
Oh, well, thanks. It's good to be talking with you again.
Yes, and also, too, someone also said hi. I interviewed him. I'm saving his interview for next year. But Dave Coulier said hi, too. I just interviewed him at a comedy club here in Atlanta, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's a funny guy. He worked with Candace all those years on Full House.
Yeah, so he told me, I told him that I was going to interview you again, and he told me to say hi to you, so.
Yeah, well, boy, you're talking to all the biggies.
Yes, I am. Well, you're not the only repeat guest. I'm having Sister Hazel back on my show, and, of course, Adila Bonds. I don't know if you know Adila Bonds. She was on Roseanne, of course, so it's cool to have you all, you know, return to my show, you know? But, Rolla is good. Thank you very much. Rolla's great. You know, we're doing a lot of events here in Atlanta. And, of course, you're going to be in Marietta, of course, right down the street from the studio where I'm doing the show from. You're doing a marriage event, Love Worth Fighting For. Tell me about this event.
Yeah, well, it really is, it's kind of playing off of the Fireproof movie and the subject of marriage. And I'll be there on the 28th in Marietta.
Okay. What's the number one question you get asked from couples around the country or, you know, wherever you're doing this thing? You know, what's the number one question you get asked from couples who's struggling or who's having still a good time in the marriage? Okay. Right.
We can relate to everything. And so that was kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people. But honestly, one of the most common emails that comes in is people and their confession of their addiction to pornography.
Right.
And they're crying out, wondering, you know, how can I stop this? What do I do? This is taking me down in my marriage and my family. And, you know, I think that's really just, you know, kind of like the symptom of a bigger problem.
Right.
It's not just that you got the wrong subscription or that these pop-ups are showing up on your screen. It's a problem with the heart. It's a problem with your soul. It's a problem deep down inside at the core of who you are and what you believe and what you're living for.
Right.
And you address that first, and these other things will begin to die off.
Right.
And you'll get strong and healthy. Right.
Now, of course, you and Chelsea, your wife, has been married for how many years now?
19.
So how did you see yourself, you know, at all, like in your character as Caleb, of course, that you could do more work to better yourself? Or did you find yourself in a very good establishment with your marriage?
How did Fireproof that made me think about my own marriage.
Yeah.
But it challenged me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a movie about marriage, how can you do a movie about marriage, Derek, if your own marriage is not doing great?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really struggling. Well, the truth is, I think all of us can look at our marriage in one area or another, saying, you know what, I'm really dropping the ball here. I need to step up to the plate in a few different areas and be the man that I'm supposed to be. So I was very challenged by the movie.
Right.
I learned a lot of lessons from the movie and even from the book, The Love Dare.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like a lot of other people felt when they watched it.
Right.
You know, you're working on it day by day and you don't see the whole story put together until the movie comes out. And so I watch it,
right.
And, you know, I get convicted about things just watching it.
Right.
About my attitudes, about my actions. And then I'm also inspired and reminded that, you know what, if I get my heart right with God, if I turn my eyes to my wife and say, I'm going to be the man that I'm supposed to be for you,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to love you regardless of your response to me, I know that things can change and get better.
Right. Now, what do you say to those people that come to the show, have a bad marriage, and it turns around? But on the other hand, for people who come to the show and it still doesn't turn around for them?
Well, the show meaning the marriage event?
Yes.
I'm not promising that this is some kind of a presto changeo, we wave a wand,
right.
And marriage is all better.
Right.
But what I am saying is marriage is work, and if you're willing to do the work, show up at the marriage event, and you're going to hear some great principles that you can, number one, you can understand them. Number two, you can do them if you're willing to put in the work.
Sure.
And it starts with stop blaming your wife or your husband and look in the mirror.
Yep.
And say, am I being the man or the woman that God wants me to be?
Sure.
It talks about identifying the enemy of your marriage. What is it that's taking you down?
Exactly.
And you need to put your sights on that and declare war against the kinds of things that are tearing you and your spouse apart.
Sure.
And then how do you build it up and get healthy? So we're going to give you some strategies on how to do that. We're going to sing together. We're going to pray together. We're going to laugh and cry together and hopefully give you new hope for your marriage.
So I guess if your marriage had a cold, this would be the chicken soup for the marriage, right?
I think so. It'll be chicken soup, and it's going to get you off on the right foot and give you a new start.
Sure. And of course, now here's another good question too. Do you have any like celebrity friends that have trouble in the marriage? I mean, I know you've been on like Larry King before, right? And
right.
And of course his public marriage, he was going through like he was going ready to like to get divorced, I guess, and now he's saving his marriage. Has any celebrities gone to you and asked you for advice on a personal level and say, how can I, you know, get my marriage back to normal? There's a lot of Hollywood couples out there that's struggling, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's been plenty of people that I know who've asked for some help, but never any celebrity couples.
Really? Now, if a celebrity couple came to you, would you help them out?
Oh, of course.
Yes, exactly.
I help anybody out.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm surprised, you know, like Larry King hasn't come to you, you know, because you know, you've been on his show, of course, you know. But you're going to be in Marietta, of course, on August 28th at the Roswell Baptist Church, 744 Roswell Street, of course, here in Marietta, Georgia. Huntsville, Alabama, because I have Alabama fans, of course. And September 18th in Whitesburg Baptist Church, of course. And October 2nd, which is my daughter's birthday, by the way. You're going to be at Highlands Church of the Nazarene in Lakeland, Florida, right?
Yep.
Yep, because you're going to be, because I have Florida fans too, of course, Orlando. Hello to all my Orlando fans and my Jacksonville, Florida fans. October 23rd at the First Baptist Church in Moore, Oklahoma. So that's all your schedule over there. So what is it like touring the country with, you know, all these different churches?
Well, it's pretty cool, Derek, because I get to meet a lot of different people, and they're people that, in general, when you're doing events at churches, you're talking about people who love God, love their family, and they love this country.
Right.
And they want to see things moving in a positive direction. And
right.
They're willing to show up on Sunday morning and do the things that they have to do. Not everybody, but a lot of people in general are these are the people who want to put in the time and put in the work and make a positive difference. And so I love touring the country and speaking in churches. It's great.
Sure. What's one tip you can that you give out a lot, like on stage? You know, like for instance, you know, I know Al Gore's going through a divorce too. You know what I'm saying? Al Gore separated, you know, from Tipper. You know, what's one thing that you can give advice to someone out there like Al Gore or, you know, anybody who's out there?
Boy, tip of advice. Well, you know, I'm no Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Right? I'm not, you know, the marriage expert. But as a guy who's been married for 19 years, I think that one thing that all of us guys can really benefit from is understanding that, you know, we go out to work and we work hard and we're trying to be successful everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But if we win everywhere else except at home,
mm-hmm,
with our family, we lose.
Exactly.
And I think we understand that at the end of the day, the hero is made at home. And if you don't get it right at home, you haven't got it right. You know, if me and Chelsea fall apart, and my family suffers and my kids suffer,
right,
and yet I'm a hero out there on the radio, on television, well, the truth is, you know, at the core, I feel like a failure.
Right.
I know that some of the most important things I'll ever do in my life is be a father.
Exactly.
So I've got to put that at the top of my priority list. That's not to say if you've been through a divorce that you are a complete failure. I'm not saying that, but if your marriage has failed, you know that kind of a failure, it cuts real deep, and the pain is very, very, the pain is bad.
Right.
And so we've got to make sure that we get things right at home and get things right in our families.
All right, of course. You just heard the Kirk Kamen interview again. When they have Kirk Kamen on again after next month. Now, next month is Cedric the Entertainer, by the way. I just want to tell everybody. And then in September, then October, Kirk Kamen again. We'll talk about the death of his
gifts,
who played Boner on Growing Pains. That will be coming up in October. And then in November, we have on Tony George and Adela Barnes.
Kimball, Tennessee.
And Adela Barnes returns to my show. She was on Roseanne. And she was in the movie with Hilary Swank. Now, the number one song for the month of July.
2010
is this song. It's by Jagged Edge,
Bibles,
featuring
books, gifts,
Trina and Gucci Mane.
Lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show
of My Tongue. That's the number one song of the month of July here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.